We table this.
Okay, good.
I think so.
In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. We all please rise for Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The minutes from February 1st, 2017, regular minutes. Any comments or motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Yes.
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 Okay. Then we have the executive session meeting minutes from also February 1st, 2017.
I'll make a motion to approve those minutes, executive session minutes.
Second.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Yes.
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 Okay, the... Can we get a motion to open to public comment limited to agenda items only?
I'll make a motion to open it up to public comment limited to agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 And yes.
Okay. The stage is there for anybody?
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. I see in here you have been introduced the ordinance on the salaries. Does that mean you have a contract?
No.
It's being tabled. We don't have it.
All right. Thank you. I hope for good news.
No. Anyone else? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close?
Make a motion to close public comment.
I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. The next item was the ordinance for the introduction. That is being tabled. We do not have that at this time. So, resolution number 28-2017, renewing the Morris County Co-op Agreement. This is the agreement for the Morris County Co-op from October 1st, 2016. 16 through September 30th, 2021. Looks like it is for the cost of $1,250 for our to be part of the co-op. So, get a motion to approve to be part of this co-op.
I'll make the motion to approve resolution 28-2017 to join the Morris County Cooperative Pricing Council.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, we have old business. I thought James would be here from the fire department. He was looking at originally to go out for this chief's vehicle from last year to one of the co-ops, and I guess... that fell through. It's not what they can't get what they are looking for. So now they want to put it out to bid.
Do you know what the specification is that they're unable to satisfy?
I do not. That's why I was hoping he would be here. So I'm inclined to table it so we can actually talk to him because I'm not sure what. I don't see a lot of magic on a chief's vehicle as opposed to like an ambulance or a fire truck.
Well, it's going to be a vehicle, I think, similar to our police vehicle.
Right, exactly. So I'd like to kind of...
I hate not to use the co-op. I mean, that's a tool we have to keep the price down.
Exactly. So I was hoping he'd be here. to better understand if is it a major thing, is it a little thing, what's the I would like to just table this then to not do anything with it until next meeting unless he shows up.
Maybe there's an alternate co-op we can check or something.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to see, because I think that there isn't a lot of magic here. As opposed to like our police vehicles that we can buy that way. So at the moment, I just want to table this until we can see if we can come here and explain the need a little better. Then we have the amended lease agreement between Lebanon Township and the Lebanon Township Fire Department. I thought this was corrected, and I realize it's still wrong. Bev just pointed out, is the dates in there, start 2017, not 2014 for the 25-year duration. That's on page 2. And then it was, separately, two people, Bev and I think Mike asked me the question separately, is Tom, you might be able to help with this a little bit since you're around when the lease was, how was maintenance handled? And is it part of the lease? It's not really spelled.
What do we mean by maintenance?
Repairs, like door breaks, things, repairs that would be there. It's not really spelled out in the lease that if we're a town's responsible, if they're responsible.
I believe.
How would we?
I believe that if it wasn't exterior maintenance or a boiler of something like that, it would fall to the township. It is the township's building.
Right.
So we have to maintain our buildings. So I believe that the siding in the back and so on and so forth is something that would be, to me, the township would handle.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it just wasn't spelled out in any way to protect them or to protect us.
Maybe someone can help us from the fire department, but that's my understanding.
Okay.
That we looked into it, Pat and I, an overall plan to refurbish that, and at the time we included the outside of the building, the front door, the outside landscaping, which the guys did, and some of the stuff on the inside. So I think that was part of it. I think they handled the inside renovations,
right.
But I do think that the outside was a township position.
Okay. Is it something we should... Do we feel, should we put
if
that
you want
into
me to
the
continue,
lease?
I think what we should do is in our budget this year is look to put on the rear siding, because we're leaving this out to the weather, and it needs to be protected. So I think that we should figure in buildings and grounds some funding to go towards that, and possibly the garage doors in the front. But we could talk to the fire department about that.
Yeah, but that's another topic to talk about them, about what they're seeing in the future for that. But my question is should we address that in the lease?
So
it's clear,
we should.
Yes.
Clear to them and clear to us.
Absolutely,
so
should
it's,
be clear. Who's
so maybe,
doing what?
So we should amend that exterior
we
items.
We can't have that. Listen, we own buildings, the township. We need to take care of them.
Oh, I'm not saying we don't have to. I just want to make sure that my point in this
so
is like
we can
I
spell
think
that out. That's what
this
I'm getting
is,
to. That needs to be spelled out.
Yeah, it's left nebulous here.
Right.
So sometimes when things are left that way, no one does anything.
And I think that'll fit in. There is a section of the agreement called alterations and improvements, which does allow the fire department to make alterations. And the 2014 lease did have a provision in there about them renovating the kitchen.
Right.
So I
yes.
think, like you said, that's the intent.
They did that.
And we
right.
can just add that.
But in that case, in the improvements, the fire department pays for the improvements.
Right, if it's interior improvements, something
yeah,
like the kitchen, yeah.
But as general maintenance, I believe that's the township.
We're the landlord, so the landlord
right.
has certain obligations.
Right.
And when it comes to repairs of certain
absolutely.
Things.
So I would think mechanical systems.
Structure.
Structure.
Right.
I don't know if you need to
outside
get down to
building,
door,
maintenance,
windows.
You know, coat of paint,
that's right.
power washing,
yeah.
roof.
Toilets.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think just on both sides, it's just this way we can clearly say it's our responsibility or their responsibility, and they can come back to us if there's a problem.
That's what we need to spell out in this thing.
This way also they can, if there is a problem, they can come back to us and say, hey, this is a problem. And it's
I'd rather have it clear for both parties.
Yes,
so there's
exactly.
no misunderstanding.
Okay. Do you think you understand what needs to be added there, Tara?
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, and I think perhaps the problem was we took in the previous agreement there was a whole section about them renovating the kitchen, and I think by taking that out now we've added ambiguity because I think that section made it clear kind of
where it was.
So
yeah, I'd rather table it and keep it going and make sure we got it right the first time before doing this again.
Mm-hmm. And they did say their first event that they're going to need the rental agreement for is April.
That's what he said last time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the other thing that we had talked about we'll skip around here a little bit. So was there any other, before I skip around, there's too many items on the same topic kind of thing. Was there any other items to be brought up about the lease? Yes, no?
No.
Okay, so Terry, you can make those modifications for us. That would be good. Then we had the actual rental agreement. The items between that and their rental agreement or if it, the hall rental conditions agreement. I'm not sure 100% if I know the difference between the two.
I don't think it matters. I just kept it. This was the form that they had
given
us, so I didn't want to start changing the location of items and incorporate it into one agreement because it was the form they kind of already had and were using.
Yeah, so the one item that basically since the last time we had this conversation that we've gleaned is that if your occupancy is over 99 people, they need to get a fire inspection.
Oh, and this place is just, it's at 108. Is there
correct
a maximum?
So if they're under that, no big deal. But I guess it's because of tables, what tables they might be bringing in there and orientation to ensure it, and that's a $42 fee to get that inspection.
And I think that may be a question for the fire department. Do they just want to then limit their events to 99 people?
Well, I was hoping, again, James would be here. The other thought I had is if they had pre-configured layouts that met the fire code, that if you meet this layout or this layout or this layout, you don't have to have that inspection. It's already met that inspection. So that's why I want to have that conversation. So I think I want to, unfortunately, since he's not here, push this off again. But I think it would make more sense to find out how they would want to handle that. If they want to just, if it's over that value, they have to get an inspection, or if they want to come up with some predefined hall layouts that meet the criteria. Does that make sense to everybody?
It does make sense. They do it on the social affair permits. If there's,
right,
you know, if they lay out to you on the back of the application where this stand's going to be, this one's going to be. So,
right.
I think that'd be a good idea.
So, is there any other thoughts on this before we? We're not at this point. We're not proving it. There's some edits, and I'd like James's input to make before we say yay or nay to it. So we're good on that then for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll move table that so we can talk more with James. The Winding Brook Lane letter was edited. You should have a copy of that in front of you.
I like the improvements over the last letter. And I think it's to the point. It says what it has to say.
Right. And Karen, just since Mike was the last one to edit it, she put his name down there. But
I figured
it wanted to be coming from the committee, and I'll sign it as the mayor. Would make the most sense. If everybody's happy with the letter. If I can get a motion to approve it and send it out, stating it'll come from the mayor and township committee.
I'll take a motion to approve the letter and say that it'll come out from the mayor.
And township
committee.
The happy letter.
The happy letter.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thank you. The other topic, we've talked about this so much, and I was talking to Mike about it, is the DPW garage, it's an old business item. I know we keep kicking this around, but I don't think anybody here has, you know, lack of better terms, a warm and fuzzy feeling about any direction here, about saw cutting that whole floor up and pouring it or putting a major epoxy coat on it. In conversations, it's a small increment that we're talking, even if with that buildup of that epoxy coat or whatever that product is that we got the price on, is it worth looking at? Because it'd be certainly less expensive initially to see if we grind down that epoxy to give us a lower level. Because I guess at some point, things I've heard is that we couldn't find anybody that would grind the floor down.
Down like an inch or something.
And
right?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
And
but grinding the epoxy wouldn't be an inch.
No, but grinding the epoxy off and then grinding it and shaping it to that center. Is it worth looking at just trying to get also, before we go out to bid, what a cost is on that? I found a company that will do it.
Why not?
And
well, I think we should.
And just get an idea of magnitude.
Yeah.
I mean, we know it's like $50,000 for this build it up process. Let's see what it would be to take it down before we go out to bid. And, you know, because I don't know. It just scares me to cut off concrete in that floor. And I mean, you know.
We don't know. The problem is we don't know if we solve the problem until we do it.
Well,
that's
exactly
the problem.
Yeah.
I'd rather, you know, if we could look at a different avenue that is more or could be cost effective.
Yeah.
And have some results that the mechanic and the employees could live with. And it helps the structure from continuing with the rust. I'd be all for looking into that before we go any further.
So I found one, and maybe if Mike also finds some, we find a couple that we can maybe get some ideas of price, and if we got to meet them out there and show them it just as another option, just so we know we're going into this with our eyes wide open kind of thing before we pull a trigger on something.
And I think just as a little background, the vendor that you had found, when they send their sketch, it's like a tenth of an inch pitch per foot. And so in talking with the mechanic and the DPW supervisor, we were talking about if that's really the kind of pitch they're looking for, the first step in that proposal is grinding off the epoxy.
Yeah,
so we sort of had that discussion to say, well, what if we start there and see if that solves the problem?
Yeah, you got to lower it a little bit.
You got to lower it a little bit anyway. So I think that's where that kind of brainstorming came from.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, just
try that,
and just see what you know where that. If nothing else, also see where the value comes in.
Yeah.
You know, better understanding of it.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it just I don't know, just digging that whole floor up and exposing the
kind of risky.
Yeah, it just is for you know. We don't need a sway back building. So I'd rather make sure we cover all our bases before we go too far in one direction. Was there anybody else had any other old business items?
You had two more.
Oh, did I? Oh, there's on the back. I missed that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was jumping around. Animal control.
Yeah, basically, we just put this on the agenda because we're trying to figure out as we go forward. We've already defined our scope, which I'm going to take to the 30,000-foot level to show you guys because there's a lot of data, gap analysis, the whole thing. But anyway, we were trying to figure out, should it be under the Board of Health, the local Board of Health, versus the Township Committee to do the interviews, to choose the officer, to create the ordinances that we may want to create, and what are the pros and cons? Even though we're all the same people, are there pros and cons for keeping it at the Board of Health level? Now, at the county, it's at the Board of Health. The dog warden or Kim, she's Board of Health. Her
technically, it's under the Board of Health.
Yeah. So, what would be the?
I guess within in that case is it treated like the Planning Board? They would make as the Board of Health, we would make this recommendation
for
and turn around 15 minutes later and has the committee sign off on it.
I'm kind of. You might want to add
well,
to
the
this.
The question is, we're going to have to amend the ordinance that we have for the dogs, which I believe is under the Board of Health.
Yeah, and your Board of Health has the power to adopt. Does your Board of Health have the power to adopt ordinances? Then
right.
It would come from the Board of Health.
So in interviewing and hiring the animal control officer, that would be a Board of Health appointment, or would it be the Township Committee's appointment?
I think it would be a Board of Health recommendation to the committee,
okay.
Which, again, sounds strange since you're all the same members, but I think that's technically how you would.
So the Board of Health should do the interviewing.
Right.
And then recommend to the Township Committee, just for record purposes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
And then when it comes to creating, say, like we want to create some kind of ordinance, I don't know right now which type. Would it be the Board of Health creating the ordinance as a recommendation?
Your Board of Health is empowered to
so then it
to adopt ordinances,
okay.
So you can do it as the Board of Health.
Okay.
Curiosity is one of the items. Some of these were looking that some of these vendors were willing to do the census and everything like that too, right?
Yes, and one of them in particular, I think, said that it's included in the price.
Okay.
So. And again, we're dealing with apples to vegetables, not even apples.
Yeah, I know.
You know
right,
I mean?
All the contracts.
So I have to really look at that and look at our needs and what we've had in the past and what we project in the future. But with the good, just as an overall, what the good thing is here is that we met twice as a team. We had Kim, we had Jack, we had Brian, we had myself, we had Karen, and we're all, you know, we hashed it out and we're in lockstep on defining the scope. So there shouldn't be any questions as we go forward.
Good.
So
wonderful.
Well, I know we have what we need, you know,
right.
And not find out when we have something come up.
Right.
And we don't have a path for it.
Right, and
which
I looked at all the statutes, and, you know, we all looked at them together, so.
Good.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions on that for Bev or anything?
Okay. So do we need to make a motion to put this under the Board of Health? Or?
No, I don't know.
No?
Nothing.
No, we just bring it up at when you're ready, then at that point to do it, then we just bring it up at Board of Health meeting.
Okay.
The scheduling of police officer interviews. You said Jack had given you some.
Yeah, Jack had said February 27th, 28th, March 6th, and 7th are the days that he was looking at.
February, which day is 27th?
The 27th and the 28th, which is. It's Monday and Tuesday, the last Monday and Tuesday of the month, and then the first the first Monday and Tuesday of March. He's not sure that he will need all of them. Tom, I think you spoke with him, right?
Yeah, but I don't recall the dates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many guys did he have? Did he?
I was hoping to work through six and bring possibly four to the township committee.
So he said he might not need all of the dates, but I said better you schedule them, and then I can cancel them easier than I can to, you know, schedule new dates.
So. And 6th and 7th, did you say? Or 6th?
Yes. Yeah.
7th is planning board.
Oh.
What are the dates again?
February 27th, 28th, March 6th, and 7th.
But the 7th
is
the
planning board.
Oh, right, okay.
So I would say we don't include that one.
That's fine. Yeah, I think three are going to cut it anyway. Two maybe even.
Yeah, I would.
If he only has four.
Yeah.
So he just needs his cushion.
We did three in one night, didn't we?
Yeah. I think they're about an hour each.
Mm-hmm.
So March 7th, we have a joint meeting.
Yeah, that's what we said. We're not.
I know we went through those pretty quick, those interviews.
Yeah, they were like half hour.
We could have
shrunk that.
I was thinking the chiefs.
The chief ones were longer, but those we could have, and we had time in between. We could have shrunk that down, so we might be able to get through them all one night.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could, we could put them on the books for it, but if.
Okay. Well.
I mean, if that works for me, I mean, I don't know what. The 27th, shoot for the 27th as the primary one, and
that's fine with me.
And then 28th, I think realistically between those 2 days we should be able to, no reason why we can't get them all done.
Okay.
Unless he comes up with a
what time?
Way too many times.
Would you like that?
What time do you want to start them at? Doesn't really matter to me. Six?
That's
six
fine.
Is good. That's dark now, right?
Yeah.
Barely. At 6 p.m. Okay.
6 p.m. Start.
Yep.
I don't notice it.
Okay. Okie doke. And I would say we probably need 30 minutes.
Okay. 30-minute increments.
Yeah. I mean, based on the interviews last time.
Do you want to try to set up a date for the ACO interviews?
I mean, are we prepared for that yet?
I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
Not quite yet.
Okay.
So we'll schedule a Board of Health meeting for the next meeting, maybe?
Well, March 1st would be a Board of Health meeting. Are you, we think you'd be prepared to talk?
Do you want the subcommittee to interview first and then recommend to? Or you want to
interview? No, we want to do it as a team, I thought.
The entire board?
Too many complications with it.
Okay.
Right, and I was given permission to actually do some preliminary telephone interviews with the people,
right,
which I haven't done yet, but I'm going to. So,
yeah, I mean, if there's someone we can weed out or something that, you know,
right,
that they're, you know, obviously no point in bringing them in.
Right.
But then you want to discuss it then on the March 1st Board of Health? Will we have a board? I mean, we can have a Board of Health just to discuss it.
I do not have anything now, but you're planning that this will be on that meeting?
Yeah.
Yes, so that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Years and a half over.
I know. Well, as we said, I want it done by March. Okay. Get it done in March.
And we are noticed, since we did talk about it, the March 7th, that is noticed for the joint meeting for the Planning Board and committee.
Okay. Totally slipped my mind when Jack gave me the date.
Okay. Any other old business?
I do.
Okay.
I do. If you remember last year, we began talking about our indemnification ordinance, and we talked about our insurance for volunteers, and I brought before the committee last year a quote from Groendyke,
yes,
that would cover up to 75 participants for, I believe it was $350 or something like that. Has the committee given that any more thought going forward?
When did when does our insurance...
Well, I believe that you're in a cycle right now, so I don't think it's going to happen right away, but you can add that at any time.
Okay.
I believe that you had said that you were going to do it at budget time.
I thought about that. We could do it then, but I didn't know how the committee felt about it.
Yeah. So it's a multi-year what we're in right now?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I believe that's where we're at.
Okay. So it's not something we can just
add. But Faith did say that you could add it whenever you choose, when I received a quote from her.
Okay. I mean, is there any... Well, budget time would be
March.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks.
I mean,
yes. I mean, we just. I mean,
well,
can we have
I
it
believe
prepared
we could
for?
At least reach out and see what, you know, when we can join in or the policy or something like that. I can make that call.
Yeah.
And bring some more information back.
Yeah.
I mean, we pretty much had a whole packet on it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I read through it. I mean, I really don't see if we don't. I was thinking we had to add it into the policy when the policy came in for renewal time, and since it's through a cycle, we don't.
No, she said this is kind of separate from
okay.
it.
Okay, I mean,
so it's like a little extra.
I mean, if we can get a revision for it for starting on March 1st, if we have it on the agenda
okay.
on March 1st, for and then everybody can just review it again, and because I think it's such a little amount of money to ensure
right.
the protection of the volunteers.
Sounds like a lot of bang for the buck.
Yeah, and just
good,
a little bit
value.
Of, you know, extra protection.
Sure.
You know, so. Okay. Any other items? Nope. Okay. New business is the scheduling of the Township Volunteer Picnic. There's a memo there that of the open, currently the open dates at the park. And since it's Bev's turn in the barrel. Do you have any preferences? Because you have to be there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every single date is fine with me. The 16th was a little bit iffy, but I'm fine if it has to be the 16th too of September. But all of those dates work for me.
Any other thoughts? I mean...
Every one of them is a Saturday, so...
Yes. Yeah, the end of September doesn't work for me.
And the weather can get kind of
well,
strange, too.
Actually.
So we're going to go to 16?
No, is that what you want? Oh, no, is it? Oh, you do?
Well, I mean,
no, I mean, it's fine. I had something I was thinking about, but that's okay. Are there any conflicts with school or with anything else? Labor Day?
So, actually, September 2nd and 9th, I'm not around, actually.
Okay,
I just realized.
So those are out.
I'm actually on vacation.
What?
Yeah, really. First one in a couple years.
You hear that, Mike? You're going to have to be around.
He's going to. Yeah. You get to run that meeting.
I don't know. You know, you think about vacations. A lot of people go in July and August, and maybe it is better to do it in September. Didn't we do it last year? Wasn't it September?
No, we did it early.
Yeah, was it was July.
Yeah,
was
July.
It July?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think the year before you did it in September, though, right? Because
yeah, there was one. We did one fall, and then we did one spring. Yeah, I believe. Yeah, but there's no dates in June. I think that's all booked up. But
yeah, books quick.
Yeah. Yeah, any of the July dates fine with me, and then the 16th, actually I was thinking it was the beginning, or the end, but it's the beginning of September I was going, so the end is fine with me. So the 16th, 23rd, 30th, it all works for me.
Tom, you have anything coming up? Vacations or anything?
I kind of prefer September myself, but I'm open.
Oh, I know what it was, the firemen do there. Wasn't that September? Didn't they have that fire last year? I'm trying to think if we're going to be in conflict with...
Not in the park.
Huh?
Not in the park.
What was the pig roast that they had? The
they had theirs the week after ours, I think.
I don't
in the past couple of years, I thought.
Yeah.
Was
they,
it?
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
They used some of the leftovers.
Shortly
Do
after.
Do you have a preference, Brian?
Nope.
All right, let's just make a decision.
Make a decision. You're in charge.
All right, let's just make it... let's just make it... July 29th.
Yeah, okay.
It's got a good karma sound to it.
Okay.
All right.
Because I just want to put out a hold the date so that people have it. Well, nobody wants to make a date. Okay.
She's in charge. She made the decision.
That's true.
That's it. It'll be one. No problem. We'll bring out the pool.
Fireman there with the sprinkles.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll get the fireman over there and spray us down. Okay, before we go on the vouchers, anything else?
New business, food pantry update. They got snowed out the last week, but they were able to open the following day. And I guess the Boy Scouts came through Sunday with a large donation of food, and they're in good shape right now.
Okay.
Veterans Haven North last night had a Rolling Thunder Chapter 3 pizza party. And we also got a letter that everybody, I guess, got a copy of here from, who's it from, actually?
State.
State. Yeah, Department of Treasury. That they are planning on locating a psychiatric hospital for addiction, mental, and behavioral health services at that location.
Yeah, and I actually looked up the company that they're renting it. They're renting the property to. Hold on, I got to read this. It's a Investment 360 is the company they're leasing it to. It was founded in 2006 by a diverse panel of healthcare professional. Investment 360 is the Northeast fastest growing boutique healthcare investment group. I'd like to know what a boutique health
cozy.
Hagedorn isn't small.
I was going to tell. Brian, do you have any idea of the scale of East Hall?
It's pretty big.
Like 100?
How big is that boutique?
Yeah, there's so many buildings and stuff over there.
Okay.
I mean, I had put a request in to ask them some questions, and they never returned the email, so.
Well, they're asking for comments by the 27th. Maybe,
yeah,
maybe
well, this
now
isn't, this isn't yeah. That's not from Hagedorn. So
yeah, well, maybe they could respond in a little more detail to what's going on. Because I'd be curious as to what, you know.
I know, I saw that 360 number. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it can't be that.
Yeah. But I'm guessing they will handle their own
ambulance services and things like that? You know, that's a question I think we need to know, if, you know, how that would go forward. And do they have, if it is also psychiatric, are they going to have security? What kind of securities, you know?
I mean, you want to put a letter together asking these questions from the committee, or?
I mean, if you can.
Something formal, or?
I don't know if we need something formal. I think maybe it's just if they reach out to them and find out if they, you know, this group already has some, you know. I think, you know, ambulance services and police protection, like what kind of securities do they have there? Do they need, you know, what's there? What's going to be there? Yeah. I think that's important just to know for our guys. And
right now,
you know,
nothing for the nurse.
Yeah, I mean, if it's, especially on the security side, too, if, you know, if there's a call there and our officers go there, they have security officers with guns, without guns, you know, you know, what is that? You know.
Well, the state police used to take care of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if this could result in that coming back. I don't know.
Okay.
If you think about, like, down in Clinton, you got the state police there that are armed.
Right.
So.
And then, you know, okay. Ours guys would probably be backup perimeter support or something.
On that.
But two related comments. One is under the old business topic. Months ago, we had a draft ordinance, I believe, for the ambulance services related to private health facilities,
right,
and having the private health facilities have a separate medical transport capability.
Right.
And that's just been tabled for a long time. This might be a good opportunity to make sure, because I assume
we
could put that same requirement on this group.
Because the GenSite location, was that the reason we were working on that?
Well, it was because of some of the facilities would have us do transport, apparently, and so we were putting a fee on the transport. I don't know if it was, but that was my other topic I was going to ask. I assume for GenSite we have kind of a list of criteria required for such a facility.
Right.
And
I mean,
we make sure that the state has to abide by whatever you know, planning our town has put in place for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I mean, that got put aside, I think, I don't know if it was James or one of the other guys said to push it to the side for now, along with, because there was conversation between them and Jack and stuff like that, that they needed some more
attention. Last I heard, they wanted to
send letters and,
to make sure
there was other
people knew
conversations they wanted
to
have before, and then they were going to get back to us when they were prepared to.
But that's been 4 or 5 months now, right?
Yeah, probably, since it started.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think at this point, it's the ball isn't in our court.
No, no, it's not. No, that's my point.
Yeah.
So we'll follow up.
So, okay. So, yeah, Brian, if you could just follow up with a phone call to somebody there, and hopefully they respond.
And they have a phone number on here for my convenience.
There you go. anything else under new business?
I'm wondering back to this thing. No, should we just check with the committees and make sure that the people that are supposed to be there are going to be around? Have them go back and take a poll?
Check with what
committee? Or do we just put it out there, and if it turns out that it doesn't work out?
We just put it out. We usually just put it out, and some people show up and some people don't.
Okay.
Pick a date.
And who's going to book this? Am I going to book this?
I can do it. I can talk to Kim tomorrow.
All right, just so that it doesn't fall through the cracks.
You received the dates from who?
From Kim.
From Kim, okay. Mm-hmm. So Kim checked out.
Okay.
So the date should be available.
Right.
Right.
Anything else, then?
That's
good?
That's it.
29th, right?
Oh, yeah.
29th of July.
September.
Okay, we have then, if nothing else, we have the presentation of vouchers. Do you have any, Brian?
I have nothing that qualifies.
Okay.
I do. I have the tax disbursements, March 17, 2017 school tax for North Hunter and Voorhees Regional, $887,788.67. And I have the Lebanon Township Board of Education tax disbursement, March 2017, $1,621,970.
Mine is to the treasurer of the state of New Jersey for the Firehouse One site remediation LSRP annual fee for $3,775. That is my only one.
Well, I've got a few of them here. I've got the 2017 Public Employee Retirement System annual appropriation, $125,316. We've got the bond anticipation note principal and interest payment for the January roll forward of $155,237.72. We've got a payment to the New Jersey State Department of Health, Veterinary Public Health related to dog license and animal population study, apparently $1,378.20. We've got the second installment on the annual financial audit preparation, $7,024. Atlantic Salt, $11,215.29. Cooperative Communications, $1,042.34. HESCO Electric Supply for different upgrades and repairs at the DPW building, $1,038. And Tietmeyer Electric for repairs and upgrades at the DPW building, $3,037.50.
I have one here for Gephardt and Kiefer, which is professional services rendered for the month of December 2016, $3,383.90. And I have Police and Firemen's Retirement System, Division of Pensions. This is the 2017 annual appropriations due April 1st, $224,095. That's it.
Can I get a motion to approve the vouchers?
Make a motion to approve the voucher list.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Correspondence, we have the tax collector's report, taxes year 2017, $1,015,565.80, taxes 2016, $50,609.21, year-end penalty 2016, $691.62, interest year-end penalty $4.50, interest $2,690.34, redemption of tax sale certificate $4,248.01, for a total of $1,073,809.48. Then we have a thank you from the Musconetcon Watershed Association for our $250 gift, as they're saying, but for their also help with our Watershed Association, and name escapes me, but the points towards the stormwater education points. That was what I was looking for. On the back of it is their 25th annual river cleanup, which is scheduled for Saturday, April 15th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's from anywhere along Lake Opatcon to the Delaware River. The MWA is seeking volunteers dedicated to cleaning litter along the roadsides, parks, and stream banks of the Musconetcon River Road. And if you are interested, you can reach out to the Musconetcon Watershed Association. That's it. So can I get a motion to open a public comment?
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes, Bernie. Oh, you're gonna.
I have a few comments. I'll try to be brief on them.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Bernie Cryan, Red Mill Road. First comment is that I know that there was a lot of discussion over the fire department. Back in December, I had the opportunity to go to a breakfast there, and I just, and it may have already been done, but if it has not been, somebody ought to mention them, just the beautiful job they did in renovating the inside of that building. It was a building that was neglected terribly by the previous occupants, and a tremendous amount of work had to go into that to make that building look what it looks like today. So I just want to commend the committee for making that decision and the job that the fire department did on that building. Second on the list is I've noticed that shortly after I left office, my picture was removed from the wall. And I have a really good reason why. But I spoke to the mayor privately about it. It's a longstanding policy for this committee. I'd like to see the minutes of the meeting where the committee discussed it and decided to have the picture removed, because I believe that the governing body would have had to have made some kind of a decision such as that to go against a longstanding policy. So I would really like to see the minutes of when it was discussed and the decision that was made as to why the picture was removed. And I hope it wasn't for something as silly as a frame. So that being said, the last thing I have is, and I really labored about bringing this to the committee, but I really think I needed to. A few weeks ago, I had the ability to observe our township road department, five to seven guys working along the road trimming trees. I just happened to notice that there was virtually no safety equipment being used. No hard hats, no face shields, no chaps. I didn't see anybody flagging, even though the road was blocked either partially or completely at times. I saw employees being put in the front end of a bucket and lifted up into the air with absolutely no harnesses on, no lanyards on, aside from the fact that they were in the front end of a bucket and they weren't on an approved man lift. This is really dangerous. I was going to bring it up, and I said, no, I'm not going to, but because these things are never looked at in a positive light. But then a few days later, a young man in the prime of his life on River Road was killed operating a chipper, very similar to the chipper I saw our township employees operating, with absolutely no safety gear. I don't know if they even had their safety shoes on, the steel-toed shoes on. The manager was part of the group. In fact, he was the one lifting them up in the front end of the bucket of the front end loader. I don't really have to tell you if OSHA got involved in this, if somebody got hurt, if somebody, God forbid, got killed. I think the exposure that the township residents are being put here is extremely grave. I mean, and you don't need to take my word for it. Speak to anybody in the safety world in OSHA. Speak to your attorneys. Just how much exposure and liability you have here when you instruct your employees to work with absolutely no safety gear and doing unsafe things. This wasn't an emergency situation. It wasn't a tree down blocking the road. It was just trimming trees. And, you know, there are some things that you really should just hire the people that have the right equipment, the right training. I'm sure one of the things OSHA would ask for is a record of all your safety meetings, who was in attendance, and the subject matter of the safety meetings. You should be having a minimum of one safety meeting a month. Just a word to the wise. I'm sure that everybody in this table had no idea this was going on. I like to think that. But nevertheless, you are the governing body of this committee. So thanks. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barry.
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. East Hall, is that the big old hospital building up at Mount Kip?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. What I'm saying is, if you remember, it wasn't too many years ago, having to deal with GenPsych up on 513, a lot of flack, or whatever you say, we received from the residents. You need to get as much information about that before it even starts. How many patients are going to be there? What kind of patients are going to be there? I think you need to have that ahead of time instead of waiting and then struggling. Garage floor over in the DPW building, I think you're really onto the right thing here, because if you remember looking at the diagrams, it gives you the elevations. It's not so much is that the drains aren't low enough. There's high spots between it. And if you do what you're talking you can do there, sounds like it's really going to work. The other thing is at the last meeting, you listed some equipment that's going to be sold for surplus. I stopped over to take a look at it, and this is an easy one. I didn't realize how many different colors our vehicles are down there. We used to have orange trucks. Then the past supervisor, we started getting green trucks, and now we have blue trucks. Our supervisor we have now isn't going to be there forever, so So my concern is if the next supervisor comes in and he wants red trucks, it's a minor one, but I think he's really ought to look into coming up with a standard color going forward.
Well, red's out because that's going to be more money. I know that.
Well, so is blue and green. The reason I say is if you look at the utilities, about 99% of them are all white. If you're talking about, you know, the least color. But the biggest thing is, let's be consistent. That's the only thing I'm asking. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hall Road. Now, anything they do at Hackett Run, we don't have any say, do they? Even if it's a private company?
Very little.
Very little. It's state.
Even though they're private, just because they're leasing from the state?
It's an established hospital site.
Well, when they changed it to the younger psychiatric and they built the new building, we didn't have any say then because we had a whole meeting and we didn't. On this animal control that you're talking to new ordinance, how are you expanding that?
What are you talking about?
You said you had to write up a new, you were going to change the ordinance.
No, I was talking about if we chose to implement certain ordinances. Say, for example, you've got somebody out there who is a habitual dog, they don't watch their dog, and the dog is running loose all the time. That's what we were talking about. We haven't done anything about that, but that's...
But at one meeting, you discussed other animals besides dogs, cats,
yeah, we
cows.
You're exactly right. We have we're going to consider amending it to include cats, livestock.
But your cat can't run around? How are you going to keep your cat if it runs around?
And other animals.
Well, we haven't defined it all yet. We've just been talking about it. We're talking
about it. We've actually had more cat calls.
More cat problems than
dogs.
What
do people call about their cats? What, that someone's cat's my property?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And we have a lot of problems with the feral cat colonies.
Not too much.
Well, I don't know about feral. I know there's people in the town that take care of them, that deal them. But my neighbor's cat comes to my yard. There's really nothing I could do about it.
Call Gary.
Call Gary?
He'll take care of it.
And then on this, maybe you can ask him when they're doing this rental hall. Is there going to be a cost to the township committee or little committees we have when we do events there? Because I've heard that we were going to be charged too.
I don't know. I can ask.
Well, that's not going to be in your agreement. Will that be in the agreement?
Not specific to other volunteer groups. There isn't anything in there.
Well, can we maybe have something? Or it's established if we are or we're not. I've been to different meetings. I just wanted to do things together.
Okay.
And then we look at, like, if it's going to rain, we could go to the firehouse. But if we're going to have to pay for it, then we won't have the money. So that's it.
Before you leave, any objections to the picnic date?
Yes, I would not like it in July. It's too hot.
Well, I can. All right.
Excuse me. Victor Hoffman, 213 Buffalo Road. Piggybacking Lori's last point, if you charge the local committees to rent a hall, wouldn't that be kind of like a double tax since we're already giving the fire department money to start with? You know, you're charging the citizens twice to use something that they're paying for? Just a question. Think about it. I noticed you're looking to buy a fire chief vehicle. Since I've been attending these meetings, it seems like we're always buying somebody something, some type of vehicle.
Well, it's been the same vehicle for a year.
It may have been, but we're still buying them vehicles. As a taxpayer, I'd like to know how much we spent the last 5 to 10 years buying the fire department, the DPW, machinery, and vehicles. And if there's a way of, in this budget that's coming up, to be able to put money aside each year to start offsetting those gigantic payments all at once, is that something we do in a budget, or
kind of what we've been trying to work towards, is to kind of level those items.
Working on paying down our debt.
Because I think if you review your times, you're going to notice we spend an awful lot of money on vehicles lately. Vehicles and equipment. Yeah. And pretty soon, everybody's going to have a vehicle for themselves. Won't have to worry about it. They can drive back and forth to work, and that's that simple. Now, for Firehouse 3, how much rent do they actually pay?
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
it's like $1?
Firehouse 3.
The fire department pays?
Yeah, Firehouse 3.
$1.
$1.
25 years lease.
That's 4 cents a year, maybe, about that. So we're quibbling a little bit about how much we're going to spend to upkeep a building.
Quibbling?
Quibbling.
Okay.
Because we're going to maintain outside. We're going to maintain inside. So, in the deals, I've run a few rentals myself. Been in charge of a complex itself. It's very well explained. Here's what the renter is responsible for. Other than that, if it's not named in that lease, the person who is renting, that's all they got to do. And rentor or rentee, I don't know how it goes exactly, but they're responsible for the rest of it. So I ask you to think hard and long on what you are going to request the fire department to handle.
Well, they already have a lease, so this is to redo the lease and put it back out there so it can allow them. And it came about because now it isn't in the current lease to allow them to rent it out. So that's where this came about, is we're redoing the lease so it allows them to rent it out. So since we're redoing it, exactly that is, these are items that were realized that are not there to explain who's responsible for what.
One of the suggestions was the doors. Now, I understand what, they're too short, not wide enough. Some way of looking at it, it's really not our fault. They were too, the vehicles have gotten wider. But now we're going to compensate them for it to widen the doors. So I'm hoping we can come to an agreement where maybe they can kick in half the money, or we can kick in half and come to an agreement of that nature. Because in the end, when you look at it, it's basically all our money anyway. But we're giving it to them. They're getting very little money when they're out on the road, or even from solicitations.
I'm not sure if structurally we can widen those doors. It's not been looked at yet.
That's something, one of the things they're looking at.
Well, one of the items that I'm talking with them is to sit down with them and discuss their long-term goals for all three buildings, so we understand that and where they, how maybe we don't have to do all the doors, maybe, because there's other. So it's to understand what they need them for and what they plan on using the buildings for.
The longer I come to these meetings, the more technical things seem to be getting. It used to be, hey, I come up, I shake your hand, we got a deal, and let's go home. Now, young lady over there is a lawyer. She has to figure everything out so that nobody gets sued, or you didn't say this, you didn't write that. And, it's no longer the friendly people that we had.
Everywhere.
Well,
everywhere.
Unfortunately, it's coming here too fast. Now, a few years ago, when we were putting up the DPW building, I asked what would be the final cost. And my wife reminded me, they're still not done, so you won't be able to get a final cost. But do we have any kind of a ballpark area of where we are right now on that DPW building? I mean, it seems like we have a lot of screw-ups to clean up.
Off the top of my head, I do not know. I have to go back through bills and items.
I know Mr. McCaskey called holy hell because he couldn't keep the cost down. And he did the best he could. But it just seems to be going up and up and up and up. So, other than that, you guys are having a good night. I'm actually going to be able to get out of here early and go get something to eat. I appreciate that.
We might.
No, I don't like your date.
Are you guys having a day in the park?
Still up in the air.
What was that?
Still up in the air.
Oh, still up in the air, because yeah, that's the other set. That's usually September, too. That's what I was trying to...
Yeah, but it would be on that date, on that 16th.
See, being allergic to bees, that's when they have to all be out at that time of the year in July. I stand a better chance in September. Other than that, I don't think I'll see you in July.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You pick the date. You're the king.
Okay.
Help.
They want to hear this name.
No, you used up your 3 minutes.
We're going to be at the fire sprinkler in August. So.
In answer to my Lori and Vic's concern, I believe in the original discussions with the fire department, it was agreed that the township could use that building. And there wouldn't be a charge.
It's not said. It seems like everything has to be written.
Let's keep this meeting here.
Carol can verify if anything okay. was written in, but I can tell you at the table, it was discussed thoroughly that the township, and of course, the historians are part of the township, could use the building. Of course, you have to schedule it, but you could use it.
Okay. Thank you, Fred.
That was one of the acts.
Anyone else? Didn't hear from you, Sharon.
I think that's a quorum.
You guys were out in August with the for the sprinkler day. No bees.
It's not warm. You can always put a sweater on. Sure.
July's going to be hot.
So, all right, then let's just get. If we're no, you know what? Just, let's just change it right now.
Wait, Gary's got a comment.
All right.
You have to think it twice now. It's terrible.
Gary Mukowski, Rocker and Road. Beth, you're not going to please everybody all the time.
Yeah.
You pick your date,
yeah,
stick with
good.
It. You drive yourself crazy. We have the same problem with the fire department with picnics and banquets and stuff. You're not going to please everybody.
I hope we get a gorgeous blue sky
the
day.
Thing, maybe
a slight
somebody,
breeze.
We just spent about, I think, over $4,000 or $5,000.
Oh, it's fine. I can't hear.
For electric work in the DPW building?
I'm sorry.
I mean, is that like, that's a lot of maintenance work. What was done for that much? Anybody know?
The story, as I understand it, is that when the, these are mostly related to the elevated oil burners that are in the different parts of the building. What were purchased several years ago were oil burners that are designed to use recycled and excess diesel fuel, apparently, which means they've got a pre-burner in them that runs all year round. So the thought was, well, we should turn it off during the summer. Unfortunately, the off switch was 16 feet up, which may be a code issue as well, because there was no other way to turn them off. So we had to run emergency off switches down to the wall where they could be used. Then also in the mechanics bay, there was a CO2 exhaust fan, but it only went on for CO2. And when they do welding in there, there's other smoke and stuff without, I'm sorry, carbon monoxide, I think it was. So the sensor didn't exhaust the room, so they had to put an override on so they can exhaust the room. So it's things like that, which I would consider to some extent sort of growing pains of the building. And no one today knows why those burners were put in a few years ago with the off switch up there, but it needed to be fixed.
By code, it needs to have a disconnect at the point of operation, so yep. That's all that code required.
So that was the bulk, that was the labor, that was the materials, that was the project.
The other thing with the Mount Kipp building, does anybody know the ages? Are they going to be any mentally criminal?
We just got the letter today.
They don't know if they're any, because before with the geriatrics, there were some criminals, but they're all geriatrics, so it wasn't murderer.
Literally got, it wasn't even on the agenda.
You don't know if they're just.
Aaron got it today.
But you'll kind of try to get more information on your latest. Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Make a motion to close the public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. We are going to go into executive to discuss COA, correct?
Very, very brief. I don't
very, very
really
brief.
Understand.
And also fire official
personnel. You have a motion?
Can I get a motion?
Make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 decisions be made when you come out?
No.